880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, welcome back. Dave has given me the finger. That means it's time. And Dave, that's going to be the last time you give me the finger, isn't he? He's nodding because Dave is retiring at the end of the year. And since this is our last show of the year, high five to Dave. Good luck in your retirement. Hey, stocks closed higher as jobless claims declined. The economy seems to be picking up, and we're going to talk about that later on in our show. Our first couple of segments are going to be with Larry's In. We're going to talk about cars in 2014. And high five to Larry, because he's the local Lamborghini dealer. And on the Bloomberg website today, the best of 2013, a photo of the $4 million Lambo that's not for sale. We'll talk to Larry about that and other stuff that's coming up in the auto industry in 2014 right after this short break. So stick with us.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
All right, man. I had a great time at the last Dolphins game, and I'm looking forward to the Jets game. Johnny, 305, social media, 305, and I are going to be going. It's going to be an awesome time. Hey, Dave, this one goes out just for you. One last time. As we get older, we're all at risk of developing cataracts. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute and new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom-Palmer's been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 10 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Visit bascompalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, I want to take this opportunity to thank Larry Zinn and the rest of the folks at Warren Henry Automotive for helping us support Lawrence Kids. You can get information on getting the Lawrence Kids Love and Healing license plate whenever you visit Warren Henry Automotive. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Show sponsors, UHealth, Magnum Energy Solutions, Lawrence Kids, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins. Of course, I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, and I want to bring on Larry's In. Larry, hey, happy 2013. Hey, high five on 2014.
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Oh, it's going absolutely great. We got Johnny, social media 305, over in the other room, tweeting the show away. It's just like old times. How you doing, man?
All good. You have to give Johnny a high five for me.
Oh, yeah. He gets a chest bump, actually. He's the best. He's the best. Now, listen, I teased a little bit when I talked about the front page of Bloomberg had the car of the year 2013. It was the $4 million Lamborghini. I know that you've seen that. I don't know if you've driven it yet. But what are some of the new things that are coming up in 2014 that we can expect to maybe see on the front page of Bloomberg from your collection of different auto nameplates next year, man?
Well, we've got some really exciting stuff coming in almost all of the brands.
Cool.
Lamborghini's got the new Huracan coming out. That is the replacement for the Gallardo. And that car is absolutely gorgeous. It was released about a week ago as far as pictures go. So when you have a chance, you'll definitely have to check out some pictures of that.
Oh, hey, have Peter flip me a couple on Twitter and we'll retweet them.
All right, we can make that happen. I also have the Jaguar F-Type Coupe coming, which is really exciting. That's going to be like the F-Type convertible we have now, except in the 8-cylinder version.
Whoa.
It's going to be 550 horsepower. It's going to be the F-Type R, and it's going to have carbon ceramic brakes available. This thing is going to be an absolute animal.
Well, listen, man, you tell Peter when that comes in and he's got to crank one up and he still owes me a test drive.
Well, as long as he's not driving, I think we're in good shape.
Oh, crash? Come on. So what else you got to know? By the way, Don from Magnum Energy, we're going to come up in mid-January, drive the big Jaguar, so I'm looking forward to seeing you for that as well.
Yeah, that'll be really nice. We with Land Rover, we have long wheelbase versions coming out of the full-size Range Rover.
Wow.
Yeah, which will be really nice, really special car.
Long wheelbase on those, finally?
What's that?
A long wheelbase?
A long wheelbase, yeah.
Awesome.
Really, truly an executive's car to sit in the back seat and get driven around in.
Oh, I can't wait to have my driver drive me around in that.
Yeah, it's a really nice car, and we're really excited to see that come in. And then on the Volvo side, we're actually getting all new engines, which will be turbocharged, supercharged, 4-cylinders. They're supposed to be the most powerful in their class and then have the best gas mileage.
Wow, it sounds like all of your nameplates are really have some smoking hot stuff coming up next year. And I know that Infiniti dropped their new 2014 on you, which was the new 50 that came out, right?
Yeah, the Q50 just came out recently. It's been an awesome car, selling a lot of them, and customers seem to like them very much. Very positive response so far, Jim.
Now, how about the availability on the Land Rover, Range Rover side? Because I know that those have been so popular, it's been hard to keep a lot of those in stock. How's that going?
You know, we don't have a lot sitting around in stock at any given time, but you never know when you can come in and pick one up. And what we've been trying to do with these cars is really get our customers to spec them out and order them just the way they want them. So when the car comes in, it's just how they want it.
You know, that sounds like a really good way to go, almost like the old days when you'd come in, you'd make your order, you'd wait for it to come out of the factory, and then you'd have just your unique car. So people can come and they can get like a custom car from you then.
Yeah, basically.
Well, that's really cool. Now, Larry, I know that you like to go to the auto auction. Well, first of all, you got any other cool new stuff coming up that we should talk about?
Well, in March, we're doing another Cars Cause charity event, and that'll be at Sun Life Stadium. All the proceeds will benefit Wounded Warriors, so that's really exciting. We'd love to get 500 or more cars out there. Everybody who participates will donate $25 to participate, and all proceeds, all the money that's donated, that's going directly to Wounded Warriors.
Well, that sounds great, man. Tell me a little more about the event.
Well, we've done this once before, and we like to put on a big car show. We get all sorts of enthusiasts, tuners, just people who take pride in their car, whether it's a classic or an exotic, no matter what it is, and come out and show it off. Be around a bunch of people who are also gearheads and love the cars, and it makes for a great day and a great time.
So,
and the best part about it is we do it for a good cause.
So this was like the event that I went to last year at Gulfstream that was smoking. I saw like the coolest, neatest cars there.
That's correct. And, you know, we're expecting this one to have double the turnout.
So. Well, you can count on me being there, and I can still make a donation even if I don't register a car, right?
Oh, certainly.
Okay, well, that's something that we've got to do. We've got to promote that. Johnny is going to go to work. I can see his fingers flailing already about we got to do a Wounded Warriors thing and back up Larry. So we're going to do that, and me, you, and Peter have to get together and put together some really nice PR for that. Now, Dave, how much time do we have left in this segment? About 3 more minutes. Okay, good. That means that we got more time to talk with Larry about what I really like to talk to him about the most, the upcoming auto auctions, Larry. What's coming up in the auto auction that's going to be in Boca that you got your eye on, buddy?
Well, to be honest with you, Jim, I really haven't been paying attention to the ones that are coming in. I know I'm letting you down here.
You are letting me down, man.
Lately, I've just been seeing the news after and seeing what they're all going for. But if you know something that I don't, Jim, I'd be happy to join you.
No, all I know is that when they come up, I really like to go up there and just walk around and take a look at each one of them. And a lot of times, it's just a piece of history that you're seeing with these different the different custom cars. And we talked in the past about what could be the new classic cars that are coming out today. And I think you may have already mentioned one with the expended wheelbase. Range Rover, Land Rovers, those sound like they would be smoking hot. And also the new hardtop Jag that's coming out also sounds to be like it's going to be an instant classic.
I can't wait to get behind the wheel of that car. I haven't had a chance to drive it yet, but it just seems like an exciting car. I mean, the convertible, the way it is now, is just a tremendous car to drive. And getting in that coupe, I'd love to get it out on the track and see what we can really do.
Now, wait a minute, Larry. Can people really get those things and get them out on the track? I mean, like, I know that you have those kind of nights for Lamborghini, too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, you know, if people want to go and take the cars out on their own, they always have the ability to do so. And, you know, speaking from experience with the Jaguars, we've taken those cars and put them on the track all day long and then drove home after. It's great.
Wait, now, how does... You've left me speechless, and it's a radio show, so that's really not appropriate, Larry.
I've never known you to be speechless, Jim.
Well, you know, I just got to take a swig of Gatorade, and I'll get right back on the beam. And with that, we're going to take a break, then we're going to come back, and we're going to find out how I can get behind a Jaguar, take it out on the track, and then drive it home. Larry Zinn, Warren Henry Automotive, GM, back after this with more.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
All right, you've heard Larry talk about all the great nameplates that he has there and all the really cool cars that are coming up. So when you're looking to buy or lease a car and you want to get every advantage that you can, you've got to go check out Warren Henry. We talked about the Land Rover, the Range Rover, the Infinities, the Volvos, and the Jaguars. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
Hey, everybody. I don't know if you read about it in the Herald today, but in the Keys, there's just no room at the inn. In the tourism-driven Florida Keys, the week between Christmas and New Year's Day is perhaps the busiest of the year and gives way to the much-anticipated January through April season. Well, hey, folks, the Inn at Key West is a great place to go for vacation. My wife and I stay there all the time. It's close to all the spots that you want to be at, and it's water view. It's absolutely great pool area. In fact, probably the best, nicest pool in Key West. So we stay at the Upper Keys, we stay at a friend's house. When we go to the Lower Keys, we stay at the Inn at Key West. For more information, call them at 1-877-662-6988. Again, the Inn at Key West, 1-877-662-6988. There's all kinds of great events coming, from the third annual Key West Literary Seminar to the Quantum Key Rest Race to the Kelly McGillis Classic for International Women's Girls and Flag Football. My gosh, they've got it all. So get down there and go to the Keys. And when you're down in Key West, stay at the Inn at Key West, 1-877-214-4288.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I'm seeing it going nuts on Twitter, and Peter is going back and forth with Johnny. Hey, Peter, no problem. Let's get down. We'll sit down. We'll talk about how we can get you more coverage of the event that you're going to have for Wounded Warriors. And by the way, the ad when we were coming in from break was for Lauren's Kids. I want to personally thank Larry on the radio for getting involved with Lauren's Kids. Lauren's Kids is a great way for us to do things and get back into the community, as is Wounded Warriors. Larry, do you work with other charities as well?
We work with numerous charities here in South Florida. We try to be really active with the community. You know, it's something that's always been very important to my family. And, you know, when you had contacted us and told us about Lauren's Kids, we were very happy to participate.
Well, it's really nice of you. I know it means a lot to Ron Book, Lauren, but more importantly to all the young people that you'll never meet that you're helping. And as far as your dad goes, I'm glad that you brought that up because, Larry, your dad should be very proud, and even more proud should be your grandfather, because the momentum that you guys have kept through the three generations. Did I read the ad that talks about the 35 years yet? I don't think so. The three and a half generations, the 35 years that you guys have been a fixture here in the community doing wonderful things for the community. You deserve all the praise, and you deserve the support, and we are thrilled to have you on the show. Now, let's get back to the really important stuff. How do I get that jag on the track, Larry?
Well, you know, actually just missed one event through Jaguar. It's called the R Driving Academy, and that's for anybody to go to. Jaguar owners in particular, always sign up, go to that event, learn from race car drivers how to best handle the vehicle on the track, and as you get better, you can always do an advanced course with them. And that's one thing that Jaguar does every single year. But if you're an amateur driver, you can always sign up to go and drive your own car on PBIR.
Oh, wow.
Palm Beach.
Wow, you know, that sounds great. And, you know, we've had Gil Deezer on the show before. I know that they're partners in one of the racetracks up there with, Joe Lubeck. How does that name not come right to my forefront? So I know the guys that own up there that race the cars up there. Have you had a chance to go to Deezer's auto museum down here? It's a smoking awesome thing.
No, I haven't had an opportunity yet, but I'd certainly love to check it out. You know, any automotive history is something that I'm certainly all about.
Well, we're going to have to get you together.
We'll take a trip out there.
Yeah, we're going to have to get you together with Larry, with Gil Deezer. I already wrote it down on my little scratch pad. The thing's going nuts here now. Social media, Warren Henry, Larry's, everybody's tweeting. You know, that's one of the things that's great about doing business with you guys is that, you know, your social media platform, it doesn't do what I call broadcast. It has conversation. So I really want to compliment you and Peter on what you guys have been doing out there. What is some of the other things that you look for, Larry, when you're checking out a car for just yourself? You know, I've seen you in the big fancy Jeep, Range Rover. I can't even remember what it's called anymore. Commando.
The Defender.
I love that. The big yellow thing with the smokestack. That's what you needed to come rescue the cars with on the day when it rained. What other kind of collectibles do you have that you're missing in your family's kind of collection that you kind of have your eye on? Another good workhorse type of car that you're vehicle that you guys are looking to add?
Well, the Defender is really my only one. I mean, I'm always looking for other ones. I really like the 1993 Defender 110s, but those are really hard to come by, and usually, you know, to find a nice one is very, very difficult. But, you know, I like old Jim.
That's okay.
I like old British stuff, Jim.
British stuff. Okay.
Old British stuff. I know. It's an interesting thing to be intrigued by, but I like the old Triumphs and old Jaguars, and I was always into that. So you never know when something nice will come around that I'll have my eye on. But in particular right now, not looking for one thing, just always keep my eyes open.
Listen, man, you don't have to apologize to me for liking the old British racing cars and stuff like that. The really long, long, low Jaguar 12-cylinder when the green or even in the brown sort of. I see it in like a brown. And it's really, really beautiful cars. The Triumphs, of course, the Triumphs. I mean, those were just like the smoking greatest cars. But what do you think about some of the older Porsches and stuff like that, some of the German cars? Do those hold anything?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would love to have an old Porsche. That would be something that I always see on the internet. If you ever get a chance, Jim, you got to sign up for this thing called bringatrailer.com. Every morning they email you 10 cars that are for sale on the internet that are, you know, intriguing, and and you know, usually classics. So I get usually a daily feed of Porsches that are for sale, and every once in a while, you know, I'm like, oh, should I bid on that? But it never actually happens.
You know, what I really like, and you know, this bringatrailer.com, not that I wrote it down or anything, but I did write it down for the record right below Getting You Together with Gil Deezer. You know, maybe that's a show. I'm going to do a show like that. That's going to be awesome. He always wants to come on with good-looking women, but I think good-looking cars are okay for him too. Now, the Bring a Trailer thing is really something that interests me, but what I really kind of have an eye on is I like the American muscle, and I really kind of dished this for quite some time because I thought it was just too mainstream, but I recently saw next to each other a brand new Corvette and a classic Corvette, and they were both in black with the red interior. It was just enough to just make me, I can't say the word on the radio, but you know what it did.
have you had a chance to drive the new Corvette yet, Jim?
No, I haven't. I'm looking forward to driving the new Corvette too. That's one of the things on my agenda.
They did a spectacular job on that car. They really did. I mean, from generation to generation on the Corvettes, they knocked it out of the park on this one. It was a great drive. Really impressed by the looks and the interior. It was much better than I expected, to say the least.
Yeah. Now that's the thing. Now this is a brand new generation. They've now officially turned the page. This is the new body styling.
This is the new body style.
That's what I thought. Cause I looked at it. It looked totally different than anything I had seen before. Now, let me ask you, I always say that. Let me ask you, when these new cars come out, I know that when I ran Grubb & Ellis, one of the local real estate companies, we had what I called the gentleman's club, all the guys and ladies that ran the different offices. We could call, we could talk, we could go over, we could ask questions. Is this guy a crazy person? Is this person doing their job? You know, so we would be able to have like lines of communication open. Is that sort of in the auto industry? You can like call up, hey, the new Corvette just came out. I'd like to come over and check that out. Does that happen?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've got good relationships with a lot of local dealers. And, you know, every once in a while we'll all meet up, and especially at events like what we're going to have in March, that's always a good opportunity to check out things that new dealers have and say, hey, look, let me drive your car. You drive mine. And, you know, test it out.
Yeah, that sounds like a great thing. Now, that's a question I want to ask. Is your Wounded Warriors event at Sun Life Stadium, that's going to be with other dealers, so other dealers will have stuff there too? Because I remember it just seemed to me like it was show cars.
Typically, you know, we get other dealers involved and then enthusiasts who like to bring their own cars out there.
It was just so cool. I remember being out there and seeing a lot of just really tricked out, just everything. Now, here's a good one. The Infinities, they seem to be just really solid. I mean, my car, please. I hope that nobody knows my license plate number on my car. But are there ways to trick these out? I mean, I know that I have a 37. I guess there's a 39 or I got something like that. But are there ways to trick these out, to customize these, to really make these aftermarket classics, I guess would be the way to describe it?
I mean, you can always make a car your own, and that's a nice thing about being a car guy and working in a car dealership. You get to see all the things that people do to their own cars and get some good ideas for things you want to do on your own. But, yeah, you could always add spoilers and wheels and performance kits. A lot of the people that we have come to the show are, and a special thanks to Vossen and Neurotag, they are enthusiasts. They do all sorts of creative stuff to the cars, and they're really at the forefront of you know, tuning and trying different things with these vehicles.
So, Larry, when I take my car in, I can't think of a thing to add. I must tell you is that it's now got 2,200 miles on it, and I've washed it a few times, and I'm starting to see it get scratched. Now, how do you stop the car from getting scratched? Because you know me, I stopped the last one from getting dents. This one, my goal was to not get it scratched. I took it in. I had it detailed at your place, never had a problem. Took it to the car wash guy in the building, said, don't scratch. It comes back, it's scratched. Now, is this dirty rags? Is this that it didn't get the right finish on it before I gave it to him? Is there anything in the world that I can do to prevent my beautiful baby from getting just scratched and dulled?
Well, you always want to make sure the car's got a good coat of wax on it to protect when you are getting washed and things like that. But you also want to make sure that the right guy's washing your car if you have somebody else doing it for you. you know, they can be using the same rag to clean your tires and to clean the car, and many times they pick up stones and little things that end up scratching the paint. The good news is a lot of that stuff can be remedied as long as it doesn't get through, you know, where you can stick your nail into it.
Yeah, well,
so
I can...
if it's just a surface scratch, a lot of the time we can help you fix that.
Well, what do you mean we can? You will be helping me fix that. I can tell you that. I'm coming up and seeing Ismet to get my car wash and wax. The one thing that I do that I know is probably one of the best investments is I bring it up, bring my car up there, talk to you and Iz, kick it around, figure out new things that we can do together, and then... Iz always offers me the free detailing, and I give that guy a tip. That guy does the best job. I mean, you know, when people come up and they get their car fixed and they get it detailed up there, you guys have just the best service up there. It's just the greatest. And May and the rest of the team on the line has always treated me with such respect. I get the call. It pops up. It's their name, not yours, when it calls. It's hilarious. Now, Larry, we've only got a couple of minutes left. So if people want to get up there, I guess, you know, I always hear the urban legend that the year end is the best time to buy a car. Is that really true?
Well, this is going to be our busiest time of year. You know, we have a great amount of inventory for everybody to choose from, and it is a good time because the deals are awesome.
So the deals are awesome, and so you can help people if they've got tough credits. You can help them get through if they want pretty much any type of a price point, either new or legacy car. You've got all of those, and with the people coming and buying, you've got some great trades on the lot too then, huh?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you can check them all out at www.warrenhenryauto.com or check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/warrenhenryauto, Instagram at warrenhenryauto, and same for Twitter.
I know you're an Instagram guy. I'm a Twitter head. But I got to tell you is that I really want to thank you for taking care of my friend Steve, who came in there. He got the 50. He compared three or four different nameplates. We don't need to go into them. He left the dealer, and then he came back. I know whenever somebody leaves the dealership, you go, oh, damn, there go. Oops, can I say that, Dave? Oh, I can't say that. Okay. He said, oh, damn, the guy left. He's never coming back. But this guy came back. He had the He is so happy. He is pleased as punch. And now I'm going to bring Don over. My goal is to bring one friend a month to you and make them one happy person. I hope that we can do that.
Well, that's always the best compliment we can get, and I really do appreciate it, Jim.
It is. You've been good to me, good to my family for years, now good to my friends and my business associates. All I can say is I can't wait to bring in the next member of the Warren Henry family. And with the year-end coming, Larry, I want to thank you and the Warren Henry and everybody else for being sponsors and helping us do our thing and making the community a better place.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Always appreciate you having me on the show. Love having you as a customer and as a friend. And if I don't speak to you, have a happy and a healthy new year.
Hey, same to you and the rest of my friends at Warren Henry. We'll be right back after this short break with How to Beat the Holiday Blues with our U Health guest, Dr. Charles Nemroff, back after this. Let's party, Dave!
Forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, you just heard me talking with Larry Zinn, and when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out all of Warren Henry's nameplates, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and they all make you part of the Warren Henry family, and let me tell you, that's one heck of a family to be a part of. All of that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. That's what you get when you get the Warren Henry Advantage. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. And Dave, I'm going to do this one more time just for you on your last day here. As we get older, we're all at risk of developing cataracts with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and the new high-def lenses like yours, Dave. You can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. So call 305-243-2020, my favorite part, to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer has been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 10 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. Visit BascomPalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good.
All right, Dave. And hey, UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens. And now UHealth is in a beautiful facility in Plantation. Hey, what sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk with each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, hey, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 10 years in a row. It also contains the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. And if you want to see what healthcare in the future is going to look like, just ask these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. This focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things there. They even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more. All right. Oh, man, that's just the best music for this segment. Dr. Charles Nemroff is our special guest from UHealth this week. He's the chairman of the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. We're going to discuss about how to beat the holiday blues. Welcome to the show, Dr. Nemroff.
Thanks so much for having me with you today.
Oh, listen, I was all stressed out, but then you got on. I heard your soothing voice, and I'm ready to rock. Now, listen, everybody, I think at this point has the urban legend down pat that you're either over the top happy or down in the dumps for the holidays. How do you just maintain an even keel and enjoy yourself?
Well, I think first and foremost, one has to maintain a reasonable level of expectations about the holidays. A lot of folks are having family coming from out of town. They want to have that idyllic family atmosphere, and sometimes our expectations are so high about that, and then they aren't realized, and it results in a sort of plummeting mood. So I think first thing to do is to keep your expectations at a reasonable level.
Well, I agree with you there. For Thanksgiving, everybody asked me how my Thanksgiving was, and I had my little niece and nephew fly in from out of town, and I just had to give them one image. I said, oh, we had some Kennedy time playing some football. They knew what I had for the vacation. So now people have reasonable expectations. They don't get themselves all geeked up on something that's never going to happen. What do they have to do next?
Well, I think you know, we always have to be cautious about overindulging in the holidays.
Ooh.
And, you know, too much alcohol, too much food, falling off the wagon in terms of exercise and diet, and then we start beating ourselves up about it. And I think good advice is to try to celebrate, but don't overdo it.
Did my wife text you these points before we got on the radio? Because I gotta tell you, I've been working out like a bandit with Tarek Maddox, professional NFL trainer, to lose what I just feel like is a little bit of bloatiness. When I go on a scale, I weigh just the exact same. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I got you laughing now, Docs. So that means there's a third point in there somewhere.
Well, I think, you know, this is an especially hard time for people who have suffered with depression and with anxiety in the past. And the holidays can be a really difficult time. And it's in particular a difficult time for people who are alone, lonely, don't have significant other, and for those who've maybe had a recent loss. And for that reason, it's really important to try to reach out to friends and family. And particularly for men, it's really hard for them to ask for help.
Oh, yeah. I remember I lived away from Miami. I grew up in Miami. Most of my friends were in Miami. I moved away from when I graduated college, went to a couple of towns where I didn't really know anybody before I came back to Miami. And the holidays just were the worst. Mm-hmm. Being alone. And when people that I knew reached out and brought me into their family, it really made all the difference in the world. So, folks, go out there and find somebody who's alone and reach out and bring them in for the holidays. I mean, Dr. Nemiroff, that just sounds like a basic one.
The other point I'd make, and, you know, it's a bit sad, but, you know, this is a time of risk for people who are not feeling well to think about taking their lives. And suicide is a significant problem in this country. We lose about 40,000 people to suicide every year, twice the number of people that are lost to homicide. And Florida is number 15 in the nation in rates of suicide. So if you're worried about somebody, if you think they're depressed and thinking really bad thoughts, please reach out to them.
Now, do you guys have a holiday hotline, or how does somebody get in touch with you if they either need emergency services or something more long-term?
We absolutely do. And immediately going to the nearest emergency room, the University of Miami Hospital, Jackson Memorial are both. We staff at 24/7. We have a full psychiatric emergency room at both of our institutions. There's also the main number for UHealth. We'll connect you with one of our psychiatrists who are on call. There's always somebody out there. I'm not giving you my cell phone, but there's always somebody out there for our viewers if you need help.
Listen, Dr. Nemiroff, I don't want your cell phone. I just want to know that your team and you are always there 24 hours, 365, 24/7, however you want to say it. And I know that you guys are. I have a friend that's over at UHealth right now. We just took him through the emergency room just a few hours ago. We got super duper service. Everybody was wonderful. Personal concierge that they talk about and everything else like that. Thank you so much for all the positive changes that you and the rest of your team have been bringing to the UHealth system.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for helping us all learn how to bottle up our positive energy and share it and keep it going.
Happy holidays.
You too. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to continue our interview with Victoria LeBlanc. We're going to talk about how to rock the room, and I'm going to ask her some really cool questions. Back after this. To Apple. Warren Henry and all of our friends at Warren Henry. Dave, you got to pull the music down, Dave. All right, I'm all right, I hope. You are too, and if you're not all right or your friend isn't all right, then please go to the UHealth folks. Let them help you get your feet back on the ground, because it's only a little bit off the ground. It may make you feel bad, but don't allow yourself to get into the danger zone. All right, well, Dave has finally got it straightened out. It's a good thing it's your last day, Dave. I'm going to really miss giving you the business on the show here, but high five to you. Tarek's calling in. That means I've got to get the spots in, and this is a good one to do. Everybody knows it's good business to give your customers what they want, and the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver and you see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Dave, you're giving me the finger, and it's because I'm now going to read my Lawrence Kids reminder about the Lawrence Kids Love and Healing License Plate. Make sure you go to Warren Henry Automotive or just online at lawrencekids.org to get this specially designed Lawrence Kids Foundation Love and Healing License Plate designed by internationally famed artist and cool guy and friend of Jim's, Romero Brito. So go to www.lawrencekids.org and help us help our young kids here in our community.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. The time is running out on the new year on Dave's work life. And so, Tarek, we got to kind of squeeze it in here, man. How you doing?
Yourself, Jim.
I'm doing great, Tarek. Go outside or something. We got a little squelch there, man, okay?
Okay.
All right, now listen, Tarek, it's the end of the year, and a lot of people have indulged like big fat Jim Freed over here. I feel like a porker. I feel like a corpulent stuffed pig from Noche Buena over here. But Tarek, you gave me a good high five workout today. I've started my new year early and I'm working off the fancy food that I've been eating for the last week. How do you suggest everybody deal with the new year coming up and getting rid of all the holiday calories that they've put on?
Great, great. Jim, you did well today. Thank you for
Thank you. Thank you, man.
I just think that we all get out of a slump. You know, at the end of the year, we kind of slow down with our work, our resumes. But, you know, it's time to get back on track. So we all had a little room for somewhat of a cheap week during the holidays and the break and all that stuff. So away from work. So we kind of got out of our comfort zone. Now it's time to get back on track and just, you know, go ahead and write those top five goals down as far as health and fitness and just get back on it.
You know, Tarek, what is the number one thing that somebody can do between now and the first of the year to get themselves headed in the right direction? Is it to make a plan? Is it to call and get together with a trainer such as yourself? Is it to write down the things that they need to do in the next year to stay healthy? Or is it really just to create some good habits that they can carry forward into the next year? Maybe a loaded question, a leading question. I don't know. I'm not an attorney.
I think you hit them all on the head, Jim. You know, you hit the nail on the head. So pretty much you want to write down your goals. You know, if you see them every day, you're more likely to accomplish them. And then second of all, you kind of want to get yourself going back before the new year starts. You don't want to wait till January 1st, January 2nd to kind of get back on some sort of program. Start now, get back on it, write down those goals, and go ahead and start attacking them now because the new year is rolling in as quick as you know it.
You know, the new year is here now. And Tarek, what are some of your plans for the new year? Because I know that you're somebody that's very family-oriented, very health and wellness oriented, but it all comes from a very, very strong foundation laid down by your mom and your pop and your older brothers. What do you have planned for the new year coming along? What's your number one fitness goal, man?
Well, I kind of get with my brothers together. We all kind of make a game, and we just kind of challenge each other to getting back and see who can work out the longest in the backyard before the new year starts. But we all get together like we're still high school jocks, and we just go at it. We go head to head to kind of get each other pumped up and so we can, you know, get a good start on the new year.
You know, Tarek, so I got to be out there. I got to be the one that's going to be judging the Maddox Family Olympics. Are you going to pattern that after what the real Olympics are coming up here? You guys go out there. What are some of the events in the Tarek Maddox Family Olympics there?
Yeah, we're definitely trying to pattern that, Jay. Just being positive. We're going to start those events again and get the kids involved and, the handicapped kids. We want to keep them fit as well. So we want everyone to be involved because we all can do it. And I just think that it's a long road ahead, but we're going to accomplish it all together.
Well, listen, Tarek, I know that you've helped me stay fit for life. If other people want to get started getting their fitness on, before Frank Gore and Lamar take you over again after the pro season, how does somebody find you? How does somebody get a hold of you?
They can simply follow me on Twitter. If you're a Twitter follower, you can at me at Tarek Maddox, or you can simply give my phone a ring. I'm not too crazy about calling my phone. Area code 786-278-5584. You can hit me on my personal line, and those are the ways you can get in contact with me.
Yeah, I recommend people send you a text rather than send you a phone call, because that phone is always, the mailbox is full, man. Everybody's always
true.
Trying to get a hold of you. You got to empty out that mailbox. Now, I want to thank you for the Best Buddies t-shirt that you got me. I want to thank you for all the other things that you're involved with, Tarek, and we've got to get back down to the Richmond Heights Parine Optimist Club. Go down and do some good things for them. We've got to get some other events going this year with Lawrence Kids, and you heard Larry's in will be there for us if we need Larry as well. Social Media 305 Johnny, it's like the old days. He's back there giving us the high five, giving Dave the chest bump. Don't chest bump him too hard, Dave. I mean, you're going to knock Johnny into the next month there, the two of you guys. It's like well, I don't want to say. It's just opposites there. It's pretty kind of funny,
actually.
Johnny,
we're going to get out of this year together, man. Don't worry. We got you locked in.
All right. Johnny's getting there, too. Johnny, come over Saturday. We're going to get Johnny back on a beam there. We're going to show him what he needs to do. Come there on Saturday with us and hang out there with us Saturday. Johnny, hey, Tarek, I want to wish you and yours and all your family a beautiful, happy new year. We're going to have a great, healthy, fit for life 2014. I want to thank you and your whole family for being a part of my life, from your brothers to your beautiful mom that joined us at the Marlins that sweet night. I want to say thank you for bringing such a wonderful, positive aspect to my life in 2013, and I look forward to having more man time with you in 2014, bro.
Awesome. You're very welcome, Joe. Happy holidays to 880 AM, the biz, and the entire family.
All right. Thank you for being part of the 880 AM team, Tarek. You are a big part of what makes 880 AM tick, and we want to thank you personally, and I'll see you on Saturday, and I will thank you with a major high five.
All right.
Thank you to Tarek Maddox, workout guy of the NFL. Follow him at Tarek Maddox. Email him or text him. He is the best. He keeps me fit. If you've seen me before and you've seen me after, you'll see what he can do. Now, Dave, awesome. I've got some time. Well, let's do it. I'm going to wrap up 2014 on the Jim Freed Show. I'm going to start off with what I see for 2014. The first thing I see is higher interest rates, because The recovery's building. We know it's happening. The Fed has now told us it's going to happen. So strap in and adjust your investments so that you're ready for increasing interest rates over the next, my goodness, foreseeable future as we come off this historic bottom and the Fed looks to give itself some room to manage. We're going to see higher interest rates. We're going to see the condos continuing to be hot in Miami, but we're going to see an evolution in the buyer. As the U.S. buyers are able to get financing, they're going to start coming back down here. They're going to see that the condo market is hot, but it's not being egregiously overbuilt so far. They're going to probably buy the best units because those are the ones that will have the safest floor on pricing and the best liquidity. You're going to see people renting from them. You'll see people moving down here from the Northeast and renting from some of the Latin American buyers that have been buying the first stage condos. You're going to see a lot of these condos that are planned turn into rental apartment projects that I'm going to do. The U.S. buyers have been entering the market, and that's going to maintain the market's energy, but we're also going to see the apartment market stay hot. In real estate, there'll be a requirement to do deal-by-deal due diligence, and it's going to need to be rigorous because the low interest rates have been masking some problems that are inherent in some of the other real estate properties. Florida and the nation will continue its recovery, and that'll mean that we'll see probably some higher gas prices as well as the higher interest rates. Although the U.S. energy market will continue to change the geopolitical realities, and perhaps as we become energy self-sufficient in America, prices will go down. But one thing you got to remember is it's still going to be an open and competitive environment. And hey, one reality we're all going to have to get used to in South Florida and other urban areas across the country is that as people move out of the city, out of the suburbs, and out of the rural areas and back into the cities, traffic's going to get worse. And so will the driving of the person in front of you. So just get used to it, have patience, and try to be more laid back and just give them, oh, Dave is counting it down. 4 minutes left in our relationship. What is the other thing I see in 2014? Write this down. I'm going to have this on tape. A heat three-peat. Heck, I'm going to say it. Everybody in the studio just gave me a high five. Dave, is that Mrs. Dave? Oh, my gosh. Mrs. Dave makes an appearance. How'd you con that beautiful lady into marrying you, Dave? That's exactly right. Last words you'll ever speak on this show. All right, now, new words for the year next year. Strength, courage, focus, of course, fitness and wellness, of course, laughter and humor, honesty and goals. You'll hear us talking about those themes and more on the show going forward with great guests such as Tarek Maddox, Ask Dr. Victor Franks, and of course, Bruce Turkell. Now, on the show for next year, how much more time, Dave? 3 minutes. Oh, man. On the show for next year, we're going to help you build your brand with Bruce Turkell, SEO with our friend Gino and the guys over at SEO.com. We'll do more CRE, commercial real estate, health and wellness with Tarek Maddox and UHealth. And we've got another big sponsor for that brewing in the background. Economics in plain English with guys like Sam Shandon and the politics of business. We'll have the head of real estate and economics for Colliers Companies, the big commercial real estate guys. They'll be on next week. Other info you can use, we'll be doing more remotes and speaking engagements and, of course, more community caring events. And of course, more jokes, laughter, and fun, although it'd be much harder without Dave in the control room. I'd like to give a big high five and hashtag TY to our sponsors. I'd like to thank Tarek Maddox, the University of Miami Health System. I'd like to thank the Miami Marlins and the Miami Dolphins, the NFL alumni always caring for kids, Social Media 305, high tag, high five, hashtag Social Media 305 is the best. Lawrence Kids, Bruce Turkell, Publix, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth. And of course, I want to thank you, our listeners, because without you, we'd have no show. Other thanks go to the 880 crew. Dave, high five to Big Dave. Juan, Tarek, Johnny, Larry, George, Robert, and all the other folks that have helped make our shows possible. And again, I want to thank you, our listeners, because without you, there'd be no show. Follow me at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business. The followers have grown. I had a few hundred before the year started. I've got over a couple thousand now as the year goes on. Facebook, I make a promise to Johnny that I'm going to do more Facebook. I'm going to do more YouTube. I do a lot on LinkedIn. Our website continues to grow, and SEO.com is going to help us do even more. So if you missed today's show, it's going to be on our webpage. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next year on 880 AM next Thursday at 5. We're going to have the real estate economy. We're going to go over it with Casey. He's the top economist at Colliers Real Estate, the international real estate company. So we're going to have what to look for in commercial real estate in 2014. That's going to be the show next year. Now, I'm going to try a new sign-off on everybody. It's something I've been thinking of. It's something that really means a lot to me because I play the game of life. I play the game of life every single day. It's not easy. I got to get up. I got to put 2 feet on the ground and get out there, and I got to make it happen. So I'm going to remind everybody something. I want you to remember that this isn't practice. This is your life. Now go out there and live it. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Happy 2013. Good luck in 2014. We'll see you then. God bless you, and Dave, good luck.